Don Ellis had a rehearsal band. This was in the late 1960s. Don Ellis was a young trumpet player, but he was using all electronic instrumentation. Electric trumpet, electric saxes, electric drums. And they were all playing in a kind of rehearsal situation because they couldn't afford to pay the musicians. And I used to go in every Monday night and hear this band, and I went to Don Ellis, and I said, look, someday I'd like to have you do a score for me. When I got the French Connection, I went to him with that, and I said, what about doing your kind of music, but not with all this brass and drums, but with violins, with strings? What about taking your sound and doing it with strings? And he said, oh, I'd love to try that. And then I said, I want the soundtrack to be dissonant, to be more like a cold hand on the back of your neck than to be like music. But sometimes I'll need some music that's pulsating, that drives the film, but never in the car chase. No music in the car chase at all. I didn't want that to seem, like you were watching a movie, but like you were in a movie, in a car.
Bill, while we're talking about music, in the case of Tangerine Dream, perhaps Don Ellis, and I know with the film we'll see Friday night, Wang Chung for To Live and Die in L.A., you did have them create music, yet you essentially scored the film based on the music they wrote.
What I've done so many times, with Wang Chung and To Live and Die in L.A., I was in London, and I heard their music on the radio. And I thought, geez, this is great stuff. And it's two guys, a guy called Jack Hughes and Nick Feldman. And I called them up and I met with them and I said, look, I'm gonna make a film called To Live and Die in LA. I don't have the script yet. I have a story. And here's the story. I told them the story. And I told them the characters. And I said, go out and write a score, and then mail it to me, and I'll fit it into the movie. And they said, how are we supposed to do that? And I said, I'm so in tune with the music that you write, I'm sure I could make it fit my film. So they recorded about 3 hours of music, and they sent it to me, and I excerpted what I wanted from it and put it behind certain scenes. And then they came to Los Angeles to see how I had used their music, and they were very pleased. But I said to them, do not write a song called To Live and Die in L.A. I don't want a title song. Don't write one. And after they had seen what I did in the way I used their music, one day they walked in with a cassette tape of a song they wrote called To Live and Die in L.A. And I said, I don't want to hear this. I listened to it and I thought it was great. And so I shot the first scene of the movie, which I had not shot before, just to be able to use that theme music. And it became a hit record in many parts of the world. But again, it was something I really didn't want to do though. But I did the same with Tangerine Dream. I said, just mail me a score, and it'll be right. And they had no misgivings about doing that. With The Exorcist, I took various pieces of contemporary classical music that I loved. Music by Hans Werner Henze, and George Crumb, and Anton Weber, and other contemporary classical composers, and I just built my own score. And then I found a track that Warner Brothers was not going to release by a guy called Mike Oldfield called Tubular Bells. And I listened to that on a stack of records that was submitted to Warner's that not going to be released. And I said, I love that sound. I'm going to put it behind a few other scenes. And again, that was a gift from the movie Brown.